It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The North Shore Connector Light Rail Line turned 1 year old this week, and it's certainly a happy birthday for the many who use that line. Part of the reason it may be so popular is that it's a free ride until 2015 due to a sponsorship from the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Rivers Casino, and Alco Parking. Those three North Shore companies may have benefited the most from the 1.2-mile, $523 million light rail tunnel. But now that the tunnel has been built, where does the county's light rail system go from here? I'm joined now in Studio A by Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good to be here, Paul. It's always good to come in.
And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. 1 year later, what do you think of the North Shore Connector? Do you use it? And is it worth the price? How would you like to see the light rail line expand in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area? Again, our number, 412-246-2002. We'd like to hear from you. Rich Fitzgerald, when the subway extension was planned, it was 15 years in the making, and you're going back to the mid to late 1990s, which was well before you were in office. So what's it been like for you to inherit the North Shore Connector?
Well, I was on county council as, a lot of the debate was occurring as the planning and after it had been approved, and we started to go through the construction of it. And it was controversial. There's no question about it. People thought, is this something we want to invest the kind of money in? The federal government was obviously the biggest partner, putting about 80% of the funding, about 80% of the cost. And I think it's actually the last federal government 80% project that they do, that they did. Now they're down to 50%. So the dynamic would have changed had that been in place. But what I can say is it's been an unequivocal success. It has really, you can see the development which has occurred over on the North Shore as the planning and as people knew over there that this was coming. We have also seen a tremendous increase in ridership and in property values out into the South Hills, into Dormont, into Beachview, into Bethel Park and Mount Lebanon and Upper St. Clair, because that rail now that extends over to that whole North Shore complex has made those properties more valuable. So we've seen about an 18% increase in ridership along the entire light rail system, and a lot of that obviously is because of the subway extension, that 1.2-mile subway extension over in to the North Shore. We've also seen a tremendous amount of economic development that has started to occur. The Castle Shannon Park and Ride, which is along the light rail, has a major initiative, it's about a $35 million investment that's being made in Castle Shannon. We've also had over a $40 million investment in building along the South Hills Village property that the Port Authority owns, putting property back on the tax rolls, paying a lease to the Port Authority, and again, adding more ridership to the system.
Now, as I understand it, you were not completely sold on this at first or in the early stages of it, that you had some concerns. What were they?
That is accurate. Early on, I was, one of those skeptics, I guess, that a lot of people were. And as I came to learn more about it and kind of learn in the entirety of how important it was to this region, I did become a supporter of it. And on county council, obviously, we had to provide some of the funding, and I voted to provide that funding. Some of the parts we got into was dealt with. We didn't want to have cost overruns, and we wanted to make sure it was done efficiently and under budget. And for the most part, that was pretty much brought to bear. But I also came to realize that we cannot grow. We cannot be a vibrant, growing community without efficient mass transit. And light rail is a big part of that. And I mean, that's a system. I ride it all the time myself. I ride it when I have a meeting, maybe down at Gateway Center or maybe over in the North Shore or over in Station Square. I take it. My staff and I take it rather than, getting a ride over to there. I like to ride the system. I've taken it to many of the special events, the fireworks nights and the regatta events and some of the things where we've had big crowds, just to kind of see. I wanted to be able to see and experience it for myself how the system is worked, and whether it was a Pirate game, whether it was a concert, whether it was a Steeler game, the system really has lived up to what we'd we'd like to see it happen. So I feel very comfortable that it for the first year, we've really moved it in the right direction. But I think there's more we can do and more initiatives and more positive things that can continue to come out of the subway.
And I want to get into some of what the future possibilities are. But we'll take some phone calls and tweets. Victoria on Twitter says it would be beneficial for the T to go through the lucrative Southside and Oakland. Are there any plans for that?
There are. We're looking at that. The problem always, Victoria, with that is cost and how much time it would take. Paul, you mentioned it was about 15 years in the making until we finally cut the ribbon and opened up the system. We're probably going to see over into Oakland something that would come quicker that we're looking at called a BRT, the Bus Rapid Transit System. Cuyahoga County, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, put one in a couple of years ago, and it links their downtown area to their Eds and Meds facility, basically what we have in Oakland, where Case Western Reserve is, the Cleveland Clinic, et cetera. They've put a system in that really seems to work well. So we think that's something that could be done in the next few years, as opposed to maybe waiting 15 years or more when it comes to rail. And then you got to look at the cost. A rail system to Oakland, we've been told, could be anywhere from $1.5 to $2 billion, whereas a BRT system might be a little less expensive, around maybe $200 million. So we have to weigh that as a community.
But clearly you're thinking about that gridlock that occurs on any weekday, pretty much at any time of day, going from downtown to Oakland.
No question. I mean, with the development of the Consol Arena along Fifth Avenue has really started to expand the opportunities in the Soho district in the Lower Hill there. So I think that's something we're going to take a look at. But you're right. It's two huge employment centers that are linked together by about 4 or 5 miles of Fifth Avenue and Forbes Avenue. But if we can make mass transit a part of that connection, that would very, very much improve the dynamism and the economic vitality of that area.
412-246-2002 if you want to join the conversation by phone. And Kathy on the north side is on the line. Kathy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I just want to say that, my experience with light rail is that it should serve more than just the corporations. It really ought to benefit residents. And so my problem with the light rail is that, you know, all the light rail we currently have in Pittsburgh services the suburbs and also or major corporations. It doesn't go to the north side. It doesn't service the residents and small businesses of the north side. And additionally, with the East End busway was always supposed to be light rail, and there's nothing that services the East End, which has not only a huge population of people, but also some of the poorer residents of our fine city. So I'm wondering if somebody can respond to that.
Well, Kathy, you make a good point that we want to make sure that the rail service or transit service that we have services all of our constituents, and particularly some of the poorer areas. I would note, though, that the light rail actually does go through, city neighborhoods. It services Beachview, for example. It does come to part of the south side, but, part that you're referring to is more like Station Square. But it does feed folks into downtown Pittsburgh, and so many people work in downtown Pittsburgh, and not just, high-priced or high-salaried executives, et cetera. There are a lot of people, the janitors, the service people who come and work in the downtown buildings, that work on the North Shore, that work at the casino, the casino workers that work at Heinz Field and at work at the community college. And in fact, those students from the community college, we've seen a great influx of students who are able to get into town, and then they take the light rail for free, across into the North Shore, and then they walk in onto the campus of the community college. So, but your point is well taken. And then the next step now is now that we're across the river, where do we go from here? Do we take it up into the north to come through some of those north side neighborhoods you talked about on up into the North Hills? Do we take it out west into some of those communities along the river, the Bellevues, the Avalons, the Emsworths out heading out west. So, you know, that's one of the things as we plan and work with our partners in the federal government, who ultimately will fund most of this, that we have to take a look at. But input like you just gave and from folks like yourself will have a lot to do with how we move forward into the future.
Kathy, thank you for the phone call. Let's go now to David in Shadyside with a question. David, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. I just wanted to know what considerations have been given to converting the HOV lane up towards Cranberry into a mass transit system, as that would alleviate a lot of the traffic going between Cranberry and downtown.
That is something we're actually looking at, David. That's a great, great idea and great suggestion. And we have engineers who have actually come to us and talked about a plan to run that light rail exactly like you said, right up through the HOV up into 279 to 79 up into Cranberry. And that would link, you know, an area that's growing and an area with a lot of people who do travel every day into downtown Pittsburgh. And, you know, if you could take those cars off of the roads and out of the streets of downtown Pittsburgh and relieve some of the parking congestion, it's something we could do. It also goes to speak, you know, when you talk about Cranberry, about some of the ideas that the governor's office and my administration has been working on dealing with regional transit. Transit that extends beyond the borders of Allegheny County, because, you know, a quarter to a third of the people who now work in downtown Pittsburgh come from outside of Allegheny County. They come from Cranberry. They come from Peters Township in Washington County. They come from Murraysville in Westmoreland County. So we need to have a transit system that reaches those folks and reflects that shift in population.
David, thank you for your question. We appreciate that. We're talking with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald on the 1-year anniversary of the North Shore Connector and what's next for light rail travel in Pittsburgh. And again, you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, ESSPGH@WESA.FM. And you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH. Follow the conversation at #EPLive. We are talking about a 1.2-mile, $523 million light rail tunnel when we talk about the North Shore Connector. Officials criticized the line back then, and they still criticize it now. Jake Hauk, the president of the Allegheny Institute, says that he still thinks it wasn't smart to spend all that money, even with 80% of the funding coming from the federal government. What are your thoughts when you hear that criticism?
Well, first of all, that institution doesn't like anything that is successful in Allegheny County. They never have. They've actually been pretty quiet lately because all the success and all the job growth we've had, they haven't been able to come out and do a tap dance on when we've had failures, which, you know, we did 20, 30 years ago when we were losing jobs. So some of that you have to take with a real grain of salt. I think the investment made sense. It made sense for the region. It made sense for the community. It's not the complete puzzle. It's part of a broader picture. We're going to now take that light rail and extend it. We're going to extend it up north into Cranberry, as we talked about with Dave, the previous caller, or are we going to take it to out west towards the airport, out in through the Ohio Valley? So, you know, sometimes people don't want to spend money on anything, and I understand that sentiment. But I think if you're going to have a growing, dynamic region, which we are becoming again, with all these young people that we're attracting into this region, you've got to be able to provide a solid mass transit system that's efficient. And that's what the Port Authority has really started to do over the last year. They've made some major improvements. There have been, you know, tremendous concessions by the workers at the Port Authority, both management and in collective bargaining. So we need to invest smartly. We need to invest smartly, not waste the taxpayers' dollars, but invest smartly in growth in this region. And my sense is the overwhelming, from the corporate community to workers to residents, are very happy with how that thing is running right now.
And I would have to think, and I would be curious about the feedback that you've gotten from people when you float the idea of being able to take a light rail system to the airport. A lot of cities have this. In Seattle, for example, you can go round trip from the airport to downtown Seattle and back out that way, and it's no small distance. It might be similar to the distance, but from downtown Pittsburgh to our airport here, $5, and it's very efficient, very clean, very safe. Can we do that here?
I think we can. It's not anything you're going to see in a year or two, but as we put the plan forth to move forward, it's something I think we almost have to do. Because when you see the growth of this community, one of the growing areas is out in the airport corridor. Robinson Township, Kennedy Township, Finley, Moon, North Fayette, South Fayette, all those communities out there are continuing to grow. And anybody who drives the Parkway West every day realizes what a traffic jam that is. In fact, it's listed as one of the top 10 traffic jams in the nation because of all the growth. So we can't jam everybody through the Fort Pitt tunnels, which kind of happens on a daily basis. So light rail, the West Busway, are going to become even more critical. The airport continues to grow. We have over 5,000 people now that work around the airport in the industrial parks that are out there. That's going to continue to happen, particularly with the billion-dollar deal that we just announced with CONSOL Energy and the drilling out at the airport. There's going to be continued build-out, continue investment, infrastructure, the new Southern Beltway that's out there, the Turnpike Commission is doing, it's going to continue to grow. So getting light rail out to that airport makes all the sense in the world.
Now, along with growth, there is also the idea of the growing pains that this system hasn't experienced too many of those, but the North Shore Connector did have that one nightmarish day last May when the marathon was going on, you had a Pirates game and a concert, and there was a delay. A train didn't show up. People were trying to get home on that particular night. We've got the same scenario potentially developing for a month from now when the marathon comes back. Are you confident that those kinds of things will be avoided in the future?
I am, because I think we've made some changes within the Port Authority that improved that. That didn't occur again throughout the summer, as you recall. And it wasn't just the marathon. That was marathon weekend, but it was actually the night before, that Saturday night, when there was a concert, when there was a pirate game, when there was fireworks night, when there was a lot of activity. And we've had nights like that again. I mean, it wasn't like the only night that it happened. So we see all this growth in downtown Pittsburgh. In fact, when you go downtown on a weeknight or a weekend night, you feel very safe walking the streets through the cultural district. There's activity. The shows are letting out, and the restaurants are full, and you know all those good things that are happening in a growing region. But we made some changes. We obviously made some changes in the management. We made some changes in the board because they were unwilling to deal with that in a positive way. So I think we're in, you know, moving forward. Obviously, the transit is a challenge. It's an ongoing challenge. You've got to continue to operate efficiently and find the funding and all those challenges that come with it. But I feel very confident that the management over there and the workers are working in a good collaborative effort to make sure that we provide the service that the residents need.
412-246-2002, the number to call. We have Patty in Forest Hills with a question. Patty, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. I was wondering what we can do to alleviate some of the traffic congestion that's coming from the far side of the Squirrel Hill Tunnel from Forest Hills, Monroeville, and such into the downtown area. We've had our bus service cut, so there's very little we can do except get on cars, and it's terribly congested, and the tunnels are always being worked on.
Yeah, Patty, they're obviously the Squirrel Hill Tunnels, which is kind of the neck of the woods that I travel most of the time, being an East Ender, is a challenge. And PennDOT is doing the repairs, and I know this summer, again, we'll probably have the delay of the detours, and those detours kind of come right through where I live, and I live with that inconvenience. But your point is well taken. The eastern suburbs are growing as well. It's not just, you know, out at the airport area. We do see the Forest Hills and Edgewoods and Swissvilles and Monroevilles on out even into Murraysville that continue to grow. And as you know, more people are working in Oakland and downtown Pittsburgh and throughout the city, it continues to jam the roadway. So we you know, part of the issue is the East Busway. I think that's an area where we can, you know, try to improve to get more people to use that. The park and rides along there can be access points where people can drive to and then take the mass transit, take the bus into town or into Oakland. So that's one area that you can take a look at. But we're working with PennDOT to see what type of long-term plan we can do to try to solve what you're talking about.
Patty, thank you for the question. We have just a few minutes left, so a couple more questions. Part of the reason the North Shore Connector is so popular is that it's a free ride until 2015, and that's due to a sponsorship from the Steelers, the Rivers Casino, Alco Parking. What happens after 2015? What do you think should happen with regard to that fare or lack of fare?
Well, it's something we'll take a look at, and I think we'll continue to talk to corporations and some of the bigger institutions in this community that might be interested in maintaining the free fare after the 3-year period ends. That's one of the things that the new management at the Port Authority is really working on is corporate sponsorships, advertising, some other revenues that really have lagged to where they should be. So that'll be the partnerships you mentioned with Elko, the Steelers, and Rivers Casino. It was really great. It was great that they stepped up. We think there could be some other opportunities, maybe the Pittsburgh Pirates or some of the other entities over there that might see an opportunity. The folks in Station Square, even on the South Station Square end of things, you know, maybe we could have expand the free fare zone for the subway literally from Station Square over to the North Shore, because that really is the central business district of downtown Pittsburgh. It's no longer just what's between the rivers in the old quote-unquote Golden Triangle. It has really expanded across the rivers into both shores.
As you look at a significant expansion for the future, what will it take to make it happen? Some of the things that you've talked about, expanding to Cranberry, maybe getting out to the airport.
Those things all take collaboration and partnership, and that's where we really have a great relationship with our congressional delegation, people like Congressman Mike Doyle, who's been a great champion of a lot of these type of things, our Senate state Senate delegation, you know, folks like Jay Costa and Wayne Fontana, who have, again, you need to partner with the governor, and the governor's been a good partner for us with transit, Governor Corbett. So, you know, you need to work in a bipartisan manner with Democrats and Republicans in Washington, in Harrisburg, and, of course, the Allegheny Conference and the business community and our great institutions. They've been very helpful as well. So I think we have to decide as a community, where are we going to go with rail? What do we want to invest in? You know, it won't just be a decision that Rich Fitzgerald makes by any means. It'll be a decision that we make as a community in collaboration, and that usually is the best kind of decisions for a region.
So is it simply a matter of how and when as opposed to if?
I think it's mostly a matter of how and when. It really is, and it's a matter of obviously money. What is the best bang for our buck? What is the best utilization of the funds that the federal government, the state government, and the local community can put into a project, and what will serve the most people and the people that need it the most?
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, as always, a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, it's always great to be here, and I wish everybody a happy Easter.
And a happy Easter to you, too. Coming up, a preview of the Pittsburgh Opera's 75th season when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.